We continue in Pirkei Avos, still in the fourth Mishnah of the first chapter. So we began yesterday with the statement of Yossi ben Yoezer. So Yossi ben Yoezer in yesterday's Mishnah taught us, Yehi beischa beis vad l'chachamim, allow your home to be a gathering place for the sages. As we discussed in yesterday's shiur, and he goes on and he says, Vehavei mis'abek ba'afa ragleihem. And literally again, allow yourself to become enveloped with the dust of their feet. Mis'abek ba'afa ragleihem literally means be covered with the dust of their feet. So what does this mean? So the Bartanura explains very beautifully, Kilomar shetelich acharehim. What it means is follow behind the sages. Follow behind the Tamidi Chachamim. Shehamahalich ma'ala avik baraglav, because when someone walks, they kick up dirt, they kick up dust with their feet, with their shoes. So if you walk behind them, by definition, you become covered with their dust. Vaholich acharav mismalim mi'avak shumale baraglav. Ultimately, again, So therefore the Bartanura says it means follow after the sages, follow after the Rabbanim. He gives another pshat, Perish Acher, Sheteshiv Raglehim ala Oretz. Sit at the feet of the Rabbanim on the earth. Shekacha yunoagin sharav yoshev ala safsal, v'atamidim yoshu naragla bagabi karka. Because again, it used to be the practice that the Rebbe would sit on a chair, would sit on a bench, and atamidim, the students, would sit on the ground. So the common denominator between these two approaches of the Bartanura is literally, again, cover yourself in the dust of their feet means follow. Follow. You know, sometimes one of the hardest things for us to do is to follow directions or to follow instructions. And even when we know that the person who's talking to us is more knowledgeable, is wiser, has more life experience, more insight, there's almost like a natural reluctance to listen to someone else or to follow directions. And so sometimes that spark of creativity or that spark of individuality could serve us well, because there are times where you have to swim against the current and there are times where you have to figure things out on your own. But from a Torah perspective, and even from a life perspective, what Yossi ben Yoezer is teaching us is that if you find in life that you have a Rebbe, if you find in life that you have a mentor, that you have a teacher, their impact can only be felt if you listen to them. And sometimes my Rebbe or my teacher may say things that I don't want to hear, or that I don't like, or that maybe I don't even agree with. But part of the power of establishing for yourself a teacher, establishing for yourself as a Rebbe, is a willingness to go ahead and give yourself over to the knowledge of that individual. I recognize that my Rebbe, my Mashpia, the person who knows more than me, and as such, I'm going to cover myself with the dust of their feet. I'm going to sit there, I'm going to listen. Because sometimes in life, even if you don't agree with what's being said, if it's from a trusted source, sometimes you have to overcome your most natural inclination to argue or to disagree, and you have to learn to accept. This is not always easy. This requires, first of all, a trusting relationship with a Rav, with a Rebbe, with a Torah scholar, with someone who you really believe understands, someone who you believe understands life, understands Torah, understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understands you, understands your circumstances. But if you're privileged to find that person, Yossi ben Yoezer says, cover yourself with the dust of their feet. Walk behind them. Follow what they say. Sit at their feet. And if they're giving you instruction, then take it. Because the truth is, we all need someone in life from whom we could receive trusted guidance. Because no one of us, no matter how old or how wise we may be, have all of the answers. We all need someone we could turn to. We all need someone that we could rely on for trusted life guidance and advice. We all need someone whose word we believe is truth. And in those moments where that trusted person is telling me something that I don't really want to hear, I might know that it's true, but I don't want to hear it, that's when I have to overcome my internal hubris and arrogance and be willing to listen, be willing to accept, and be willing to follow. But the Baal Shem Tov has another amazing interpretation on this. And the Baal Shem Tov says so beautifully, what does it mean? Cover yourself with the dust of their feet. Right? The Baal Shem Tov says, what does this mean? Cover yourself with the dust of their feet. What's the image? What's the metaphor? And the Baal Shem Tov says something so beautiful. He says, Mipnei she'efsher she'yavo zmanma, she'he adam nitzrach afil l'sicha schulim sham tamid yachachamim. Because sometimes there's what to be learned, not only from the spiritual, Torah, or halachic instructions of great Torah scholars, but sometimes even from the simple talk, there's what to be gained. And the Baal Shem Tov gives a beautiful mashal. He gives the mashal of a king who went out to battle with his enemies. And he gave his son a number of instructions regarding the kingdom. But it's one of the things he told his sons is, do me a favor. When there's any leftover food in the kingdom, please make sure not to throw it out. So the son hears his father's instructions, but the kingdom was very powerful, had always vanquished all of its enemies, and was always successful in all of its military conquests. And to be honest, the sons thought it was a little bit strange and maybe even a little bit outdated that his father would say, save the leftover food. It doesn't make any sense. We're powerful. We're prosperous. We're winning. We're courageous. We're successful. We're affluent. Why do you have to save the leftover food? Fast forward, the battle, the war goes on for many, many months to the point that a siege is laid down by the enemies around the kingdom, choking off all of the supply chains. So ultimately, again, food becomes scarce. Now the son, although he had disagreed with his father, heeded his father's words, and therefore never threw out the leftover food in the kingdom, but instead had stored it in the storehouses. And therefore, as a result, even in the midst of dramatic famine, the kingdom did not starve. The kingdom had ample supplies until its military was able to rally and fight off the enemies. And the son realized in that moment that even the words of his father that he thought were so foolish from an old king from a different time were so profound, were so wise, were so meaningful. And explains the Baal Shem Tov so beautifully that Talmidei Chacham, Torah scholars, great people, wise people, it's not just the Torah that they speak that's meaningful. It's not just the deep philosophical ideas that they espouse, which is meaningful. But there's wisdom even in their simple words. There's wisdom even in their regular dialogue. There's wisdom not only in the wise words, but there's wisdom even in their simple conversations. Either because even their simple words are filled with wisdom, or sometimes even just by observing the way they talk, the way they interact, what they choose to say, what they choose not to say. There's so much wisdom even in a simple interaction, says the Baal Shem Tov. That's the pshat. The heavy misavik ba'afaraglim. What does the afar, what does the dirt, the dust represent? The stuff that people look at and they say it's insignificant, right? Dirt is insignificant. Dust is insignificant. Be attentive, not only to the words of wisdom of wise people, but be attentive even to the dust of wise people. Because in life, when you find yourself a Rebbe or a Rebbe or a teacher or a mentor, and you really trust that this person really embodies the values, ideals, and ideas that you want to cultivate within yourself, then hopefully it's not just that when that person espouses some deep ideology or theology that his words or her words have meaning, but it's even in the offer, even in the little things they do day in and day out, even in the simple pieces of advice, even in the way that they talk, who they talk to, how they choose to talk, when they choose to talk, there's hopefully wisdom in that as well. Don't just be attentive to the wise words of wise people, but even be attentive to the dust, to the dirt, to the little deeds, and to the little words, to the little actions of wise people. For there is much to be learned from the dust and the dirt as well. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.